Thanks for joining us again on another video on CRM Accelerators. And today we are going to talk about Event Management Accelerator. We definitely need to manage our events, our time. So tell us what the solution is and
Fantastic. So event management is, it's kind of horizontal. Some people would class it as a vertical application. I prefer to call it sort of diagonal. So lots of organizations need to be able to plan, manage, and review events. What we also typically in a sales type organization, we'll organize an event to try and sell our products and services to, you know, prospects. So we'll invite them to an event. So we want to be able to derive or, you know, plan and manage the event, but we also want to be able to derive the ongoing revenue achieved. So we want to measure the performance of an event. And, you know, so CRM gives us a phenomenal sort of platform to achieve this with.
So I'm not looking at CRM here. What are we looking at?
Okay, what you're actually looking at here is the web registration portal. So this actually, for those that have sort of worked with .NET or, you know, developed in ASP.NET, this portal, the Fabricam portal, is actually an ASP.NET 2.0 starter kit. So as part of the accelerator, we deliver some ASP.NET user controls that actually handle things like an events calendar and a web registration page. But we wanted to show how it all works together. So we've delivered a sample portal that we dropped these ASP.NET user controls into, and that's what you're looking at here.
Very cool.
So so if I click on the events area here, it's going to take me to an events calendar. And this is actually reading directly from CRM. Mm-hmm. So this whole solution is built on top of campaign management within CRM. Mm-hmm. So an event is a particular type of campaign, mm-hmm. And you can record all kinds of information. We've got a pretty elaborate data model, and we've also got this events calendar and web registration page that will write back a campaign response back into CRM. And on top of that, behind the scenes, we've got some plugins and workflows that take advantage and manage the registration count. So I can say, let's say for the business leaders breakfast, I can say, okay, we've got a maximum of 40 places available. So as soon as we hit 40, we want to go to a wait list. So it all handles all of that for us as well.
Awesome. So you have ASP.NET integrated with CRM.
That's right.
This would be a fabulous sample to start with if I were just starting up on CRM and I want to integrate some pages and things like that.
Absolutely. So this is, again, it's along the lines of, you know, what we're terming production-ready samples. So this is something I can drop in, I can work with today. It delivers tremendous business value. It's got some great functionality. But because we give you the code, you could take this in any direction that you want and build out some phenomenal sort of solutions. So, and I think the other thing, when we were architecting it, we settled on delivering this as ASP.NET user controls because we wanted customers and partners to be able to take this, tailor it, drop it into their own portals, apply their own styles and look and feel, and you know, really drive something that is rapidly tailorable.
Gotcha. So the user controls that you mentioned, and you also mentioned campaign management, are these tied to each other? Like, you know, do I have only user controls for the entities that we use here, or how does that work?
So in this particular example, because we've got some specific sort of niche functionality, the ASP.NET user controls are generically they're tied to campaigns and campaign responses. Okay. In the eService Accelerator, which we'll discuss later, we have some more generic web parts there.
So I asked that question too soon, didn't I?
No problems at all. But in essence, yeah, this was taking campaign management and building, you know, a fairly particular solution on top of that functionality.
Awesome. So you have, you know, a complete solution that I've built out. But, you know, if I want to start out with ASP.NET or if I want to play with Silverlight, I can take this, extend it in an elaborate fashion, and package up the solution if I want.
Absolutely. And it also, because we also give you the source code for the plugins, you could build any UI that you want on top of this. And the business logic layer, you could just leave as is within CRM. So it will handle the registration. So you'll see on this page we've got certain ones where it tells us that it's waitlisted only. Mm-hmm. We've got other ones where it tells us that it's sold out. That's all that back-end logic or application server logic that we've embedded through plugins that is just keeping the status and the registration count and so on up to date within CRM. So there's that logic, but however you want to front-end that, it's entirely up to you.
Awesome. So when we talk about CRM, we talk about, you know, users in my company using CRM, but when you manage events and things like that, you know, I will typically ask my, you know, vendors or customers and partners to register for it. So with this, will it allow me to expose some of CRM functionality externally?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, this is all about, you know, multi-channel management of CRM. You know, so if I click on, let's say, this registration link here, this URL here, the only thing that you need to adjust is the GUID of the actual event. But this you could put as a link into an outbound email, and you've got a ready-made landing page for someone to click on and then register for a particular event. Cool. So it's very, very you know, straightforward. But the idea is they fill in their details. When they click register now, it will go and create a campaign response within CRM. And we then use that to manage those people that have registered. Then we translate that to those people that attended. Any sales opportunities and so on can be translated from that. And then we can actually measure the revenue impact of a particular event for the organization.
Awesome. So can we look at the same data in CRM? Have a
Absolutely.
Quick look at how it's going to look?
Yeah, sure. So everything is just set up within CRM. So if I go into the marketing area, everything is just set up as a campaign. But you'll see that the data model we deliver is very elaborate. So we can set up event sessions. So we can set up all kinds of different sessions, what their duration is, what type and the audience. We can then go and set up a particular venue. So I might want to run a prospecting event at a particular hotel. So I can set that up and it gives me all of the information about disabled access and all of that sort of stuff. And then I can actually drill into the specific room. So we might have multiple sessions running. And we've got the grand ballroom here. And within that, I can see that I've got a particular event capacity, that room has disabled access, and, you know, all of the logistics that I need to be able to plan out a session.
Wow, this is fairly comprehensive. I can, you know, start right away with it.
Absolutely. And then if you actually look at the campaigns, so let's say we go into the business leaders breakfast that we were looking at before. If I go into that, you'll see that the campaign type is event. I can set the status as to be waitlisted, sold out, all of that sort of stuff. And then what governs what appears on the portal is on this event details tab. So I can publish or unpublish that event, and that's what dictates whether it's displayed or not displayed. And then I can do things like manage the registration count. So that means that we can set an absolute maximum capacity, and as soon as we get X number of those registrations, we will put up the sold out sign on the portal.
Fantastic.
Similarly, if I cancel any registration, it will decrement that registration count. So it handles all of that aspect for us.
Cool. So I'm doing content management. All my content is in CRM, and it automatically bubbles up on the ASP.NET portal.
Absolutely. Great. And, you know, so if you look at all of the rest of the information, so you can set up session times, you can set up event teams, both internal and external. So we might have external speakers. We can also set up event packages. So we might have a combination of event registration plus accommodation, airfare. We can set that up as an event package. We can set up sponsors. So it could well be a big event is sponsored by maybe our hardware partner, our services partner, whatever we want to do. And then we can also set up group allocations. So that means I can say, okay, a particular country or audience, we will grant them 25 places at a particular price. Wow. So there's a lot, you know, there's a lot in the data model. There's a lot in the functionality. You know, have at it.
Fantastic. And I can manage all this complex data right from within CRM.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, you know, everything that I need from within CRM for reports, workflows, and whatnot to manage.
Absolutely. So it comes back to, you know, a number of areas. I mean, event management is something that we've been asked to deliver, you know, by a lot of customers and prospects. But this is a fantastic template that shows, gee, I can, you know, I could build pretty much any application I want utilizing CRM as the platform.
Yeah, and it looks like it's fairly comprehensive already, so I can use it out of the box if I want to, but
want
to bend it a little bit, use it the way I want, because I have the source code and customizations, I can do that.
And this is, you know, this is just utilizing the workflow and some plugin capabilities that we've built. But again, it's a fantastic template that shows the power of, you know, CRM.net and our overall platform.
Fantastic. This is an application in itself that, you know, people would love to use.
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks for showing it to us, Ruben.
Fantastic.
And we'll see you soon in another Accelerator video. Thanks.
Thank you.